You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
A man was overheard at a cocktail party telling the story of a tragic plane crash that had occurred. Apparently, there had been a jet taking off from LAX with all kinds of people aboard from the United States, from different parts of the world, headed to Nova Scotia in Canada, to the East Coast. And upon crossing into Canada, somewhere in the northern parts of Ontario, the plane crashed, he said. And he said that they were having a great debate, not knowing what to do. He says they couldn't decide where they were going to bury their survivors, whether in the United States or in Canada or in Ireland or Great Britain or Australia or wherever they had come from. And this argument kept going on and on and on until finally someone asked a question. I wonder if you know what the question is. You don't bury survivors. Just one little word. One single word, missed, misunderstood, not heard, can turn a conversation completely upside down and inside out. Such a word today in the scripture readings is the word resurrection. Resurrection. It's a wonderful word. The Sadducees were the group of Jewish leaders who did not believe, it says in the text, that there is a resurrection. So what exactly was it that the Pharisees did not believe in? What was the resurrection they denied? Or to turn the question around to us, we proclaim in our creed each week, we believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. What is the resurrection you believe in? What does that mean? The resurrection of the body. Well, because we really don't know, often we fill in the gaps of knowledge with our creativity and our imagination. And so we might have the resurrection, meaning coming back to a life much like this, only much better, perfect. Maybe we've got gold-plated streets and everybody has a beautiful mansion with an expensive car in the garage and all the trinkets and things and a Neiman Marcus or Visa card for which you never get a bill. Wouldn't that be heaven? Wouldn't that be heaven? But these aren't the things that Jesus speaks of when he talks about the kingdom of God at all. He never mentions things. The only thing he ever seems to reference our relationships. Says the kingdom of God is like a wedding banquet a king threw for his son. And he invited many from all different places to come and to celebrate this wedding feast. It's a communal gathering of relationships. The kingdom of God is like a great mulberry tree in which all the birds of the air can come and make their nests in that tree. The kingdom of God is like the shepherd who has 100 sheep but loses one in relationship and goes out to find just the one that was lost. And we heard those parables of mercy a number of weeks ago about the lost sheep and the lost coin and that son, that prodigal son who is lost and eventually is found. What is the resurrection and what are we to experience? Clearly, it is not coming back to anything we already know. Lazarus, that friend of Jesus, brother of Martha and Mary in Bethany, Jesus raised him from the dead. But he came back. He came back to the same life he left when he died. So there was no great improvement. He was still part of the same old world. Somehow the resurrection doesn't fit our present categories. It's a whole different reality. It's something beyond what we are able to understand. The resurrection. So I pondered it for myself again more deeply. Being a resurrectionist, I figure I better have some answer. I thought, resurrection is really the resurrected life, and looking with resurrection eyes is really believing in yourself, in who you are. It is belief that you are a member of the body of Christ, a member that cannot be disconnected or detached, as Jesus said, no one can snatch anyone out of my hands. Or as Paul said, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Can anything? Resurrection is about who I believe I am. A son, a daughter of God forever, inseparable from the Son, the Father, and the Spirit. Resurrection life, then, centers much more on looking for and doing things here in this world that are lasting than the things that are simply passing. That's why as we look through all the parables and stories of Jesus, they're all about relationships. A man on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho who's beaten and needs help. People waiting in a marketplace looking for a day job who need help to get money just to survive that day. Lepers who are ostracized and others who are sick and put out of the community and need to be brought back together into communion because of who they are. So we can tell if we are resurrection people that if we see with resurrection eyes, we will notice that by how we spend and where we spend our time and our talents and our energies. Do we spend them on things that build the kingdom of God? The bonds of love. Do we build up those bonds of love with God and with others? The kingdom of God is about you. Resurrection is belief in yourself and in who you are and who you ever shall be, and that gift of sonship and daughtership that no one can ever take away from you. You have it. It is yours. How we will exactly experience that in the life beyond the line of death, we don't know. But it seems clear from all those stories you hear about life after life and all those books that were written about those who had clinically died and came back. The one story that seems consistent is when they were told they had to come back to this world, they weren't too happy about it. They'd rather have stayed where they were. So there must be something quite dramatic indeed about life after life. The Eucharist is the example of the kingdom of God. It is the example of the resurrection life and how it is to be lived. Jesus lived the resurrection life by giving his life away. The brothers in the Maccabean story lived the resurrection by being willing to give their lives for what they believed in, no matter what we may think of that belief today. They gave their lives for that belief in who they were before God. And so it is. Jesus saying to us again today, do this in memory of me. Live with resurrection sight. Build the kingdom by building relationships and making one body and one spirit in Christ. That is the resurrection life. That life can already be touched and glimpsed right here, right among us. And we do get glimpses of that in those moments when we are really together on something, when we are really one with each other, when we are supporting one another, totally committed to one another. That's the glimpse of what it can and will be. Do this in memory of me and make resurrection now.